Madam Zabba Real Tree. So, what did your family do on the first few days after the fall of Singapore?
We stayed there at Basra Street for a few days, maybe 2 or 3 days. And then my dad came back in the evening, and I told you just now, my dad came back in the evening. Yeah, he was with us, all of us, the family gathered together at Basra Street that day. And then the next day, or maybe 2 days after, I remember, but a few days there. At Basra Street, we were there a few days, and then we went back to McNair Road. Because there were some, a few things left in the kitchen, and all we didn't take along the other day. So we went back there, and then the owner of the house also came back, the family came back. And then we stayed there maybe for a few days, another few days. We planned to go back to get to go back to Geylang Quarters, you know. We went back in the car, in the old car. The key, because my dad had got the key, but I can't remember. We got back to Geylang Quarters. Japanese already there. When, then we slept there maybe only for a night. We took our furniture from the front house, you know. And then the next day the Japanese government ordered us to to leave the house again. My dad was so, I don't know what he was so angry, but we couldn't do anything. But they gave us a few days to find places, that at least 1 or 2 days. At least we got a place from a friend. We took along all our furniture from the front house. We got a house somewhere near Hartford Road, near Dorset Road. There we stayed during the Japanese time. For how long? For how many years? Rented Chinese house.
When you moved back to Arab Street for a second time, were there any changes to the place?
No, only houses quite far away. Maybe what, well, I don't remember. Bombed. Not direct sites or something, just all the sites or... all those old houses easily tumbled down. A bomb or two maybe fell on in that area, but those houses around the mosque all looked okay. Only since the houses were so old, they looked as if they were supposed the bombs from far away or so might have caused some damage to the house. We were so scared during that time. Nothing much. Maybe the other side, like Jalan Besar, quite a lot of bombs fell, you know. Houses, a few rows of houses also bombs, and then maybe after the bombs, they caught fire, I don't know what. A lot, Jalan Besar, a lot of houses.
Were there many people at the mosque this time too?
The first time we went, because we were asked to leave the in British government quarters. And then the second time we went when the Japanese surrendered. During the Japanese, the day the Japanese surrendered, we went there. There were so many people. But the first time, no, ordinary, because those people were still at their own places.
You went back to your Geylang government quarters. Were there any changes to your house?
No bombs there. I don't think so. The house is still there, but looted. You know, things were looted by the people around, maybe because my dad left quite a lot of things, not but still useful, like old shoes and then curtains and then a lot more like irons and that we didn't think of bringing, we forgot, all taken away. Not a single thing, even the curtain, bathroom curtain, so with the wire, all taken away. Oh, my dad said, what a terrible thing. boy, is it. So, when we were asked to leave, we brought what we had with us only.
Do you know who took away all those things?
Must be the people around, children, maybe. Then maybe so many Malays, maybe the Malays, maybe, I don't know. That must be people nearby. So some people return, you know, to their own house. But soon the order was given to vacate the place again. So all left, everyone left, went back to the way. And we got a place. A friend from radio, Singapore, found it because he used to be around in Singapore, a lot of friends. He got a Chinese friend, he said, a house.
Who gave the orders, the Japanese military or the Japanese civilians?
Japanese came in. Japanese?
The military.
Military. Yamashita was still in Singapore. Eh? The winning leader.
Did they tell you why they wanted the place?
Also for army. We didn't think of it. The British, they occupied, and then the Japanese also must occupy the thing. We thought we wanted to go back to our own place only.
So, did they compensate you in any way?
No, nothing at all. That's it. Nothing. Good thing my dad had some savings before the war. He brought in all that. That was the very goodness. Me, we were always in fear because we couldn't put money in the bank. All, you know, my dad keeps in the house. But God helped us. Everything was safe. So we stayed at the new place, Hertford Road, all through the Japanese occupation.
What kind of house was it at Hertford Road?
Nice Chinese building. The owner is nearby, and then now the house is still there, I think, three houses. The other one Chinese occupied, there we, terrace house. One side, ours this side, and the other compound, two. Yeah, well, I think the Chinese had those houses built quite long ago. But those houses were new. We were there all the time, until we went back to KL.
Do you remember how much you paid for the rent?
We didn't have any Japanese money, but my dad had to pay British money. I don't remember.
So how many people were staying in Hertford Road with you and your family?
My sister, my brother and sister came back from Johor. So my father, mother, myself, my brother and sister came back, and then my younger brother, my younger sister and my two cousins. Nine. So my parents and then all the children, including us.
How many brothers and sisters?
Younger brothers, I have two. They're still there in Malaysia. The elder one went to see my sister, my elder sister. So all came back, so gathered together.
Can you describe your neighbors? Who were they?
Chinese. All Chinese. We were the only Malay there. But after some time, quite a big compound, you know, we managed to plant sugar cane and all that. Very nice place. And then our next door neighbor is a Chinese. They also planted, sugar cane, tapioca. So quite big. Come on, and I like those houses. The Chinese, and the other side also, the other pair also Chinese. We were the only Malay there. I think the rent was not $100, didn't reach $100, but quite a sum for so many years. Almost all my debts, savings, almost gone just by paying the rents. I remember that.
Can you remember how you shifted from Geylang Road to Hertford Road?
We took a lorry because the furniture from the front house took one lorry, I think. I don't know what lorry actually had that. I cannot surely, certainly I can't remember. And then my dad's car.
Whose lorry was it?
I'm sorry, I don't remember. I told you my memory is very, very awful.
Can you remember what you saw on your way to Hereford Road?
Hereford Road.
Did you see, for example, any Japanese soldiers?
Yes, Japanese soldiers. And then the people said, when we shifted, we left the Geylang quarters again. After some time, a few days, maybe the Japanese had already managed to control the government of the Sosomobi. I don't know. No, we didn't see anything bad, anything awful. Maybe we followed the safer way, I don't know. We reached Hereford Road quite safely.
What were your impressions of those Japanese soldiers that you met on the way?
They look, some maybe the younger ones, I don't know lah. Scary. Some of them with red faces. Usually made all girls want to run away. It happened when we went back to McNair Road. Two Japanese managed to climb the bathroom door, you know. I remember that. We haven't left the house yet. We went back to the house, climbed the door and went to the room. I was in the room, you know. On the bed, I was feeling giddy. I said to mother. And then my mother went downstairs. And then suddenly, I heard the Japanese talk. Then suddenly, I got up. Just instinct made me get up. I got up and went and joined my mother. And then after I reached the front door, the Japanese came from the door, the room door. My mother was so scared. I went down. I saw the two Japanese soldiers. Good thing instinct made me leave the room. I was lying, you know, I got a headache. Then my mother was worried. And then she saw me suddenly came down. Then the Japanese came out from the room. I don't know why they were so daring. That's why I said, maybe after the war, people are always like that. I don't know. I wonder what they thought of doing. Stealing? I don't think they want to steal. That's why I didn't trust them, especially on the few days after the surrender. But later on, maybe it was okay.
So what happened to the Japanese at your place, McNair Road?
McNair Road. The Japanese?
The two Japanese that you saw.
Oh, we didn't do anything, just watch. And they ha-ha-ha-ha. And then they left. I don't know what intention, I don't remember, they wanted to see, I don't know. Then my mother said, oh, they did call me what? I said, Nana, I said, bye, you come down, he said. And God made me get up, and I went down. I don't know.
Did they take anything from the family?
No. They came out to the door, and then they loved me and then left. Such a funny behavior, is it? That's why we didn't trust the Japanese, especially during a few days to the sender. But later on, maybe the government, Japanese government, took over, maybe. It was okay.
On the way to Hereford Road, did you have any troubles? Did you encounter with any?
No. Just we saw people, the army, but people was daring then. Was so daring, they moved about as usual. But the ladies, not so much. Only the men folks, only the ladies maybe stayed at home.
Did any Japanese soldiers try to stop your family?
No. Because we were asked to go there. We were asked to leave the house. We got a letter, and that my father kept the letter, I suppose, if anybody here, to leave the government quarters and find other places. At least my father kept the letter.
From the Japanese military?
Yeah. Asking us to vacate.
Did you know, in the beginning when the Japanese came, they rounded up the Chinese at concentration centers?
I heard that. My uncle was one of them, remember? My uncle, my father's cousin, he was a soldier. I heard about that. Another uncle came and told me, because the other uncle managed to leave the army before the Japanese came. And he said, so-and-so didn't want to take off his uniform. He was still in his uniform. Then the Japanese asked him to say, you know, must listen to Japanese. You're on Japanese side. My uncle who died, he refused. No, I still remain with the British, he said. He was so, then, bundled him away, that fellow said, that fellow was watching. He was formerly, the other fellow was formerly a soldier, but he put on civilian's clothing. So he said, he brought the news to us. So they took away my uncle with all the Chinese. The Chinese, they treated badly, but the Malays, they asked. But my uncle was so stubborn, didn't want to give in. Still faithful. I'm still faithful to the British, that the uncle told me to us. So they took away somewhere, I think to Baddo or somewhere. Whom they shot, it seems. The people over there told the others, and that's where they found out.
Do you know what the Japanese did to the Chinese at the center?
That I said, I was told that they were all killed. Not only that. Same like my uncle.
Were you at that time, after you heard that, were you afraid that the Japanese would do the same to the Malay community also?
Rather, only my father said, be careful. Just keep quiet. No sidings. No, don't take sides. And I said, just keep quiet. Do, you are a commoner. My dad was telling us, you know. Come, just remain as what we are. Don't say that we are poor, rich, don't. No, we are on this people's side, these people's side. Don't. My father advised us. That's why we listen, yes, but my brother, smaller brother, was fair, very fair like my mother. My mother doesn't look like a Malay. If I had McNair Road, the Japanese when they first came, Soma, English, they said, you know. And they said, you caught hold of my brother. My brother cried, Mama, he said, English. And then my mother said, no, English, Marie. And then they let go. I was, that's why they were angry with the British, Chinese, not all, no, I don't think all, but some way they got rid of the Chinese, I don't know. But the Malay soldiers who wouldn't listen to them died also. One time to my uncle.
How did they treat the Indians and the Eurasians?
That I don't know. Maybe those who listened to them, okay lah. But those who defied them, who talked against them, they never liked those things, right? That's right.
At that time, did you know what was the Japanese military attitude towards the Malay people?
I don't think I care so much about that. Every day I just advise my younger brothers, be in the house, don't go out, don't get into trouble. I just didn't care what they do as long as they keep away from us, only that. I didn't want to think about anything at all. I was hoping, praying the war would stop. Peace would be here again, that only was my wishes.
The Japanese also beheaded some Malays.
Yes, because they openly showed their dislike, I think so. Yeah, I heard about that. They said the heads were there and I didn't go. I didn't go out. But people were so daring, they went to see.
What was your response to this action, this Japanese action?
Of course, I didn't like it, but what to do? We are small people compared to those. They are the government. Maybe they are used to doing such awful things. Couldn't do anything. I kept in the house most of the day, especially we girls. My mother, my parents advised, you girls, be in the house. Stay in the house. The boys, the younger boys, they dared go out. But not for long. Now and again, my mother said, you go and look back. Be in the house often. And that was all in 1942, I think. The Japanese governing Singapore. What year was that? I don't remember really.
The Singapore surrendered on 15th of February 1942.
Oh, you remember all that? Oh, I don't remember. Very good memory. 1942.
February.
And then they were in Singapore, Shonanto, for how long?
3 years, 8 months until 1945.
Before 1945, before 1945, that's right. We were there at Hartford till 1945. And we went back to KL. Quite a long time.
What was your daily routine like when you were staying at Hartford Road?
My sister and I wanted to join the Jamnir Broadcasting Corporation, but my father didn't want it. Maybe he never encouraged us. He ignored us whenever we asked him. He also was with the Japanese radio. Wasn't long, you know. My dad wasn't long with the Japanese. He had to translate news. I hated this. I hated it. Always when he came over, I hated it. He had to walk from Hartford Road to Cathay Building, not so far. His legs became swollen. Only a few months he was working with radio, Japanese radio. Swollen, all swollen. He had to walk so much, maybe. My father wasn't so healthy. And then whenever we press, swollen for some time. I don't know whether that's why he had to leave. He asked when he left. So we didn't join the Japanese operation abroad. Japanese radio at all. My dad resigned and then he was at home. That was soon after he resigned. The Allies came to Singapore, the first bomb fell. Quite long also my father was working with the Japanese until sometime when the Allies bombed Singapore again, sometime before. I worked also, you know. I worked also when we were staying at Hartford Road. I managed to work somewhere else, but not at radio.
Who asked your father to go to the Suranto radio station?
Because maybe he got the word from the staff of the former radio station that my dad could translate, could do some translation. So he called my dad. My dad was wondering why. At all the same, he went. And then they asked him to be in charge of the news. So I had to do that. We often grumbled all the time. He wasn't happy working there. But all the same, just in order to earn something, to do something, he had to work. I wonder for how long he was on the Japanese radio.
Who came to ask your father to?
I don't know, but one of the staff, the former staff, and then the head of the Japanese radio wanted him to go to Cathay Building. So he went.
What about the other family members? What were they doing every day in Hartford Road?
My sister got a job at the education office. No, before that, we had to go to school. Queen's Road? I don't remember. Teaching Japanese language. Went there for a few months. My sister, and also I, just to learn. Talking daily, and then from the newspapers also we got all sorts of Japanese lessons, Japanese language lessons. After then, a few months only we went to the school, and then my sister got a job. Someone called him to join the education office. I wonder what he did. And I had to go to police depot just along the road near Hakua. I had to walk. But at first I cycled to the office lah. Easy from Thompson Road, the police depot, Thompson Road, still there, I think. The old building, I wonder if the same building is still there. I worked there for some time until when the first bomb fell on Singapore. Sometime before that, I resigned.
When did you and your sister go for the Japanese lessons?
My father was already working. We didn't have any jobs. We wanted to join the radio station. My father didn't encourage us. So friends advised us to go and learn Japanese language. We went for a few months only. After that, also friends discussed us about the jobs. So my sister got a job. I also got a job.
Why did you want to take up the Japanese language lessons?
Just to join, to become a government servant. At least you must know the Japanese language. My sister could speak a little bit, yes. And then while working also, they asked us to learn the Japanese. I didn't know anything. But talking, okay, speaking. Yes, simple sentences, okay.
Do you remember the name of the school that taught Japanese?
No, I don't remember. But somewhere in your... Middle Road, somewhere there. I don't know where it is, really. Middle Road, yes, I remember. And then there's a branch. My sister, I think she remembers. I don't know whether her memory is good. My memory is really very bad.
How did you go to the school every day?
Cycle, my brother's cycle, and my sister, she goes also on another bicycle with someone. My brother also took the lesson and for some time only, not even a year, no, 6 months or so, I don't think, 6 months, 2 or 3 months only.
Do you remember what was being taught in school at that time?
Only the simple sentences, the important sentences, like what is your name, and then you know, where do you work, where do you live. That copy, learn by in the newspapers also got a lot of things. If you follow that, you know a lot. And then, of course, they force us to sing Himegayu by heart. Himegayu, that's the song. Every morning before doing anything, they sing. That they taught us. That must be maybe praising the government, I don't know. Very important. Every time before joining beginning class, we had to sing that. And the police depot also the same thing. Every morning, that song you mentioned about. The hero, who is that? The head of Japanese, the Hiroshita. No.
Yamashita
is the general, the army, the head of the Japanese government, and the homeland. Mentioning the name of the king, what do you call that there?
The emperor.
The emperor. I don't know what the name. Every time you sing, mentioning his name, you know. That's why I was thinking. That means we respect the king of the country. That I never liked. My dad also was not so much against that. That's why my father, I think, became ill and then he resigned straight away.
Besides singing, did you have to do any exercise or must you bow to the?
Yes, every time we sing, we have to bow. That's the part I never liked. I never liked as if we pray, we worship. That's the part I never liked. Sometimes I avoided going there, but most of the time we had to go, join all the students in the police depot, all the police forces from Indonesia, from Thailand also, and Indonesia from all hundreds of them, 500, 600 of them. Joining the school, police school at Thompson Road. I was a clerk only, merely a clerk.